A fascinating thing takes place after the miracle of the ground opening up. But we're told initially that Moshe commands Klal Yisrael the following. In Pasuk Chavav, Vaydaber el ha'eda lemor suruna me'al ohaleha anashim ha'rashayim ha'ele. V'altigu b'chol asher lehem pentisavu b'chol chatosam. He asks Klal Yisrael to move away from these people. Don't stay there, because if you remain among this group, you're going to be wiped out among their sins as well. So they left. Vayalu me'al mishkan Korach. They move away, and now they're in what appears to be a decent distance away from Dasan and Aviram, Korach, and the other 250 Bechorim. But what happens after the ground is opened up and swallows the men alive? We're told as follows. V'chol Yisrael asher sevivoseihem, that all of Klal Yisrael who were in the surrounding area, they fled because of the voices, because of the noises that they heard. Ki amru, for they said, pen tivla'enu ha'aretz, maybe the earth is going to swallow us. So, says the Chasam Sofer, two questions. Number one, weren't the people already distanced from the groups? Why are they afraid that the ground is going to open up even further? And number two, the language that it was nasu lekolam, that they ran away because of the voices, shouldn't it be that it was nasu liriyasam, that they ran away because of what they saw? Why are they reacting to the noises and not reacting to the imagery? Those are the two questions that the Chasam Sofer asks. Parenthetically, the Klei Yakar asks a bit of a different question, but just helps provide a little more context. The Klei Yakar says, why does the language say that they ran away likolam, not mikolam? It would sound like if you're running away, it's because of the voices. It's from the voice, not to the voice. You don't run away to the voice. So the Klei Yakar's interpretation is that they actually heard the shrieks and they wanted to hear what they were saying. Maybe they were doing tshuva and were repenting for a specific sin. They wanted to know what that sin was so that they would know in the future what to avoid. That's why they ran to the voice. So they ran to the opening, the splitting of the earth. But the Chasam Sofer has a different interpretation. So Nasu Lekolam, he says as follows. What happened here was that these individuals who were swallowed up were apikorsim. They said they were, dug in already. They were already upset at Moshe for making these decisions, taking away the Bechorim and giving the Avodah to the Levi and taking the Kehuna or the Malchus for himself and giving the Kehuna to Aaron. So they were already at a level of apikorsis. But now it got even worse. When they were standing by the right before this, the ground opened up, when they were standing there, they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, as soon as it opened, they claimed that Moshe had explosives or some form of dynamite underneath the ground, and that is what caused the ground to open up. So as they're literally falling into the ground, they are yelling out to Klal Yisrael that this is all a setup by Moshe. This is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. This is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for. Moshe created this device, this technology underneath the ground to create the earth to open and swallow up the people. Of course, as the Chasam Sofer quotes the Ramban that says this was clearly because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the way that it opened and closed like a person's mouth closes. There was no roshim that was left over. And if to, it's not possible from a technological perspective to make it such a clear cut split and a return without leaving any marks or any remnants that there was a split beforehand. So this was clearly Me'es Hashem. But the Rishoyim, these Apikorsim, while they were falling into the depths of the earth, they didn't do tshuva. They weren't chozer b'tshuva. They didn't believe that this miracle really and truly came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They thought it was man-made. And therefore, they screamed out, ah, oh, look what Moshe is doing. He's still trying to keep the power for himself, and he's doing it by using his might against us to try to defeat us and destroy us. And what happened? The Klal Yisrael heard this. And when Klal Yisrael heard these noises, they believed it. They believed that Moshe set this up. This is Moshe's plan. This wasn't from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what they did was, they ran further away. Nasula Kolam, they ran away. They went further because they were afraid that this was Moshe's job. This was Moshe's hit job, if you will, and Moshe's actions. And therefore, they were concerned that the ground was going to split up even more. And even though he told them to move away from them, that wasn't enough. It was going to continue to destroy the rest of Klal Yisrael. And that is why it was Nasu Lekolam. They ran away even further than before because of the noises that they heard. They believed those who were falling into the ground. And I believe the message here is pretty stark, that when a person is emotionally charged, it blurs the facts, and you're unable to think rationally. I mean, clearly they understood, intellectually they understood who Moshe was. They understood all the travails they endured in Mitzrayim and endured in the Midbar already. And they understood that they see these individuals falling into the ground, and yet they still believed not Moshe. They believed the 250 men who were being swallowed up, and they ran away because they were scared. And that's why we say that when you dig in and you're emotionally bought in, it's very difficult to climb out and allow your rational side to take over. Your heart is so strong, and it prevents us from allowing our intellect and our brain to arise above it. And perhaps we can add on and say, Nasu l'kolam, right? The Chasam Sofer asks, they heard the voice, but not, they didn't hear what they saw. That's specifically the point. Had they thought about what they saw, then intellectually they would realize, wait a second, we're seeing right now people being swallowed up in the ground. This is clearly a miracle. Me'eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's time for us to do tshuva on our own and re-accept Moshe Rabbeinu as our leader. But yet it was Nasu L'Kolam. They heard the voice. And because they listened to the voice, because they were so emotionally dug in that and charged, it blurred the facts. They couldn't see. So therefore it was Nasu L'Kolam and not Nasu L'Riyasam. And as a result, that they had to suffer themselves because they then felt that they were next to be punished. And unfortunately, they were because of that act of rebellion. Have a great day.